Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narches podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Venture Deals, Be Smarter Than Your Lawyer, and Venture Capitalist by Brad Feld and Jason Mendelsohn is a practical nonfiction guide to how venture capital financings actually work. Written from the perspective of experienced investors and deal professionals, it focuses on helping founders understand the structure, incentives, and negotiation points that shape VC-backed startups. Rather than treating fundraising as pure storytelling, the book breaks down the mechanics behind term sheets, preferred stock, and the control provisions that can define who truly steers a company after money is raised. It also explains the major funding stages and the different participants involved, including angels, seed investors, venture funds, and lawyers. A central aim is to reduce information asymmetry so entrepreneurs can ask better questions, spot hidden risks, and negotiate with more confidence. The result is a clear, deal-focused reference that helps readers balance capital needs with governance, alignment, and long-term outcomes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how venture financings come together and who is on the other side of the table. The book starts by making the venture process legible, how investors evaluate opportunities, how rounds are formed, and how key players interact during fundraising. It distinguishes between different investor types such as angel investors, seed funds, and institutional venture capital firms, and explains why their incentives can differ even when they all claim to be founder-friendly. Understanding these incentives matters because they influence pace, risk tolerance, desired ownership, governance expectations, and follow-on behavior. The authors emphasize that a financing is not just a transfer of cash for equity, but the start of a long relationship with repeated decision points, including future rounds, board decisions, and exit timing. By clarifying roles, the book helps founders anticipate what diligence will focus on, how syndicates form, and why lead investors often drive pricing and terms. It also frames lawyers as essential but not sufficient. Counsel can draft and negotiate language, but founders must understand the business meaning of the terms. This orientation prepares readers to interpret investor behavior and navigate the process with fewer surprises. Secondly, term sheets as the blueprint: economic terms versus control terms. A major contribution of venture deals is its disciplined approach to reading term sheets. The book teaches readers to separate economics from control. Since founders often fixate on valuation, while overlooking provisions that shape outcomes far more than the headline price. Economic terms include items that affect who gets paid what and when, especially in an acquisition or liquidation scenario. Control terms include governance and decision rights, such as board composition and protective provisions that require investor consent for major actions. The authors explain that term sheets are designed to allocate risk and align incentives, but they can also be used to shift leverage or constrain founder autonomy. By treating the term sheet as a blueprint rather than a formality, the book encourages founders to assess trade-offs holistically. A slightly higher valuation can be outweighed by restrictive controls or investor protections that complicate future financing. The guidance is practical. Understand what each clause is trying to accomplish, how it interacts with other clauses, and what it means in normal operations as well as in edge cases like down rounds or sale negotiations. Thirdly, preferred stock and liquidation preferences. Getting the exit math right. Preferred stock is central in venture financings, and the book explains why it exists and how it changes exit outcomes. The most critical concept is liquidation preference, which determines how proceeds are distributed in a sale, merger, or shutdown. The authors highlight how seemingly small differences in structure can change founder and employee outcomes dramatically, especially in middling exits that are common in the real world. Readers are guided to examine preference size, whether preferences stack across rounds, and how participation features can shift more of the upside to investors before common shareholders receive anything meaningful. The book treats these terms as risk allocation tools from the investor perspective, while also showing how founders can evaluate fairness based on company maturity, financing environment, and the need for additional capital. It also reinforces that liquidation terms are not theoretical. They influence incentives during acquisition talks and boardroom discussions about when to sell versus keep building. By improving exit math literacy, the book helps founders avoid agreeing to structures that look acceptable at signing but become painful when an actual offer arrives. Fourthly, control provisions, boards, and the realities of founder governance. Venture Deals is especially useful on governance because it makes clear that control is exercised through a combination of board seats, voting rights, and consent requirements rather than through day-to-day management. The book explains typical board structures after a VC round and why board composition often becomes the real lever of influence. It then connects governance to protective provisions, which can require investor approval for issuing new securities, raising debt, selling the company, changing bylaws, or making other significant moves. These provisions are common, but their scope and thresholds matter. The authors encourage founders to focus on how governance will work in practice, who can block future financings, how deadlocks get resolved, and what happens when incentives diverge between common and preferred holders. The discussion is pragmatic rather than ideological, emphasizing the goal of an effective trust-based board that supports the company while maintaining appropriate oversight. For founders, the key takeaway is to treat governance as a long-term operating system. Negotiating it thoughtfully early can prevent recurring friction, slow decision-making, or loss of strategic flexibility later. Lastly, alternative funding paths and when the VC model may not fit, while the book is grounded in traditional venture capital. It acknowledges that not every startup should raise VC and not every funding need requires selling preferred equity. It discusses multiple avenues founders may encounter, including convertible debt and other structured instruments used in early stages, as well as more traditional forms of bank or venture bank debt for companies with suitable profiles. It also recognizes newer or non-traditional approaches such as crowdfunding and pre-sales as part of the broader funding landscape. The underlying lesson is fit each financing path carries different costs, expectations, timelines, and control implications. VC capital is designed for companies that can pursue very large outcomes and can justify the dilution and governance that come with institutional money. For other businesses, alternatives may offer capital without the same pressure to optimize purely for a venture-scale exit. The book helps readers ask better questions about their business model, capital intensity, and growth plan before defaulting to VC as the only legitimate path. By positioning fundraising as a strategy choice, it broadens the reader perspective beyond term sheets to the overall financing roadmap. In conclusion, Venture Deals is best suited for founders preparing to raise seed or Series A, executives joining VC-backed startups, lawyers new to venture transactions, and students learning venture finance. Its practical value is straightforward. It improves term sheet literacy, clarifies investor incentives, and equips readers to negotiate with a sharper sense of trade-offs. Instead of treating legal language as an intimidating black box, the book translates it into business consequences, especially around liquidation outcomes, governance, and future fundraising flexibility. Readers gain an ability to distinguish what is standard market practice from what is unusually aggressive, and they learn to focus attention on clauses that meaningfully shape control and economics. Compared with many startup fundraising books that emphasize pitching, networking, or motivational narratives, this one stands out as a deal mechanics reference. It is less about selling the dream and more about understanding the contract that will govern the relationship after the check clears. The tone is grounded in real transaction experience and encourages collaborative, trust-based relationships rather than purely adversarial bargaining. For anyone who expects to sit across the table from professional investors, the book offers a durable framework for reading, questioning, and deciding. That durability is why it is frequently recommended as a foundational guide in venture capital dealmaking. If you would like to support Bradfeld, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.